folks. It's been a long time, but we are back. It is Johnson, Poderosas FC Radio. This is Crudo. I know you've missed us. Hopefully not too much. We just saw Angel City beat Houston. The battle of the two undefeated teams. There's only one. There can be only one. By a score of 2-1. I have an amazing panel with us today, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves.
Eden, she, her.
Jeremy, he, him.
Maite, she, her.
And Jocelyn Campos.
Dope. We had another great game. I'll fully admit that this is the first game this season that I've been able to attend, and I was a little worried that I was suddenly the jinx. We've been playing so well, and then I finally am able to make this game. And we go down very early, despite having a lot of possession in the first couple of minutes. And Houston scores off a kind of an ugly goal, bounces around. Somebody finally heads it in the 10th minute. What do y'all think of how Strauss set up the squad and how prepared we were to go up against a really high-level team that's also having a successful year?
So Strauss has kind of been doing the same thing over and over, and it's been working, and today's the first time we saw it struggle. And the first half was really, really, like, we struggled really bad, you know? So it's important that we can come back. It's amazing that we can come back.
Yeah, I mean, the first 10 minutes you saw, like, the Strauss ball there. It's nice-looking football. And then against the run of play, Houston scores a goal. And after that, it's like, Houston came. They smelled blood in the water, and it was all high press from Houston, and it seemed like our team couldn't really handle that, right? And even throughout the whole game, there were a lot of, like, defensive plays where they're just dumping the ball over the sideline, right, which shows that, like, there's a little bit of work they need to do when it's, like, a high-pressing game. Yeah.
Yeah, it was surprising, and it was almost like the Houston managerial team set them up, you know, for that. Let's you know, try to get an early goal, and as soon as we do, then it's high press and high press and high press, and we were so uncomfortable on the ball, and like you were saying, Jeremy, it wasn't even that we could kind of pass our way out of the press. It was like, oh my gosh, we have the ball, we're under pressure, clear the ball, and then again, we have the ball, we're under pressure, clear the ball, and so is this something that, like, a weakness that's been exposed with Strauss's setup, so far this time, or is this just us maybe not, this is probably the best team we've played so far out of the three, and maybe this was just our biggest challenge and we had to rise to it. How do you feel?
I honestly think that, like, Houston's defensive IQ is pretty high. So they were really cooking us the whole first half, and just for us to, like, move past that, I think it was like we kind of caught on to what they were bringing to us.
So it was more of one of those, like, they kind of did something we weren't expecting, and it took a little bit for us to adjust to it. And we certainly came out much stronger in the second half. Eden, I'm going to come to you. I know you didn't get the chance to see them, but how was it being in the Capo stand for not one, but two goals within 2 minutes? What were your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, I was even going to comment on your question. Like, do you think this is a weakness of Strauss or a strength? And I really think it's a strength to be able to come out of the first half where possession was not in our favor, shots on goal were not in our favor, and to be able to just recover the team so quickly and have it so quickly turn the tides. And we couldn't even really get the ball to our midfield in the first half. It was a reactive game. It wasn't an owned game. And I think that the second half showed a completely different team. Like, I would love to know what conversation happened in that locker room. That was insane to see that shift in that play. That was truly, like, so many props to that coaching staff right there, because that was a different team.
An absolute, if only we could be a fly on the wall moment with whatever that halftime team talk was, because there wasn't substitutions, there wasn't people really moving around a whole lot or anything, but it was just maybe Strauss saying, you know, this is who you are, play like who you are, and let's, like, reassert ourselves. And oh my goodness, that was just an amazing, by the 47th minute, we were up 2-0. We were up 2-1. How'd you even react to the first goal, let alone the second goal?
I mean, I barely caught my breath, man. No, I genuinely, like, I before I get to that part, I have to say, what amazing trust Strauss must have in these players to not make a sub until, what, the 80th minute? Like, that's crazy considering it was a tight game the entire time. But, yeah, it's incredible. It's I'm so proud. Even though that first half had me, like, shaking my boots.
I know. It was tense. Yeah.
I was legit like, oh, are we just going, like, defaulting back to form? We're like, this is, you know, going back to the old Angel City where sometimes we look good, but we can't string multiple games together where we look good. And then, yeah, that second half was amazing. It's so cliche, but absolute tale of two halves. And we really dominated, let alone just getting those early goals. Got to give mad props to Svendis Jan's daughter. Like, it really having, I mean, three games in is early, but kind of having an MVP season already so far, like, you know, early MVP candidate for sure, and just another amazing goal. Anyone want to speak to that one? The ball bounced around. We had some, threats. It gets cleared, and then what? Top corner of the box, maybe about 22 yards, and an absolute screamer. Everyone's speechless. Eden, what do you think?
No, I would love to comment on, I can't even know if I'm saying the same right, but Svendis, like, last season was such a sleeper. I feel like it was a new team, it was a new player, and the team philosophy wasn't fully there yet, but I feel like now, this season, like, they're there, they're aware, and when they're on the attack, everyone is on the attack together, and that really has, like, shifted my view of this player, and wow, what an impact player.
I mean, we talked about this before the game, but, like, Strauss having, like, what, two-thirds of a season, but now having, like, the off-season, preseason, he knows Jan's daughter from the Bundesliga, right? So it's, like, a chance for them to kind of gel. And then I told you I was into a pod that was, like, you know, Alyssa Thompson was holding so much of the, like, limelight and spotlight, and, like, now when she's out, it's like, okay, Jan's daughter, are you going to step up? And she has stepped up. I also want to shout out a couple other players. Like, I mean, everybody put in defensive shifts. There were, like, tackles by Tiernan, like, all the way, like, right by our goal. And I'm like, okay, you're putting in a shift. There was one, like, counter that Borges, I'm like, she stopped it dead in its track. So, like, everybody also put in, like, a work shift on this game, right?
There honestly could have, I mean, Svendis got the player of the match, but there could have been so many. Like, Tiernan with a goal and a lot of defensive efforts. Savvy King was doing slide tackle after slide tackle. Sam's was too. Like, there were so many players of the match today. Svendis earned it in a very overall way, right? Like, she's been killing. But, yeah, team wins is kind of what's going on this season.
I honestly think we just found our confidence as a team instead of individual players, because I know last season it was a few individual players and then we lost the individual players, and then I think we just found it as a whole, and I think we just work better as a whole, basically.
Yeah, it really seems to be the case, and maybe we can talk about the first three games as a whole, and, you know, the off season coming into this new season, season five for Angel City. Maybe it's finally the season we put it all together. But Alexander Strauss has a full preseason and off season with this squad. We have Ari Borges come in. We have Sam's come in. Martin was here already. Yeah, Martin was here already, but, like, is more integrated to the team, and a couple other folks, you know, in. And then just, yeah, like, obviously we love Alyssa. All of us were heartbroken when she went overseas, and even though we were super happy and, like, supportive of her, and she's crushing it in the Women's Super League, but maybe it does free up a little bit of space for others to step up, and that's what we're seeing from, you know, Jan's daughter and you know, perhaps a few others there. How are y'all seeing the first three games of this very, very, very young, but, oh my goodness, very promising season? We've never had such a successful start ever in our history. Anybody want to, like, extrapolate this? Anybody want to, you know, dare I say, make some predictions for the season, or, like, maybe explain why we're finally gelling and, you know, everything's really coming together for us?
I mean, I think, like, I've seen past interviews just recently from those past three games, and I know a lot of reporters saying that Angel City is having fun. It's not just the game anymore. They're having fun. They're bringing that confidence, like I said, because we did lose it after a while, and I just think that, like, having fun is going to be able to, like, level up their, like, how they are on the field, basically.
Yeah, great point. We talked about this before the game. The first two matches, they played with a lot of fun. This one, after that Houston goal, it wasn't fun anymore. But this is important. I said, like, this is a good test. And it's like a cliche, the grit thing, but they came back with it. And that's really important. Like, you can play with fun. You can play your open, like, possession-based soccer. And then you can play, like, we're going to have – it was a chippy game, right? And the ref was, like, calling everything. We did a foul, and then Houston would get, like, slightly touched. They would take a dive, and, but so, like, coming back and not only just having fun, but being able to, like, you know, push through is important. So.
And that's a really good point that, you know, the first two games were almost easy. You know, it was late in the second game against Bay that we even gave up our first goal. And even then, we immediately kind of asserted our dominance again and we're looking very strong. Whereas this goal, both our goals, I mean, Jan Zetter's goals are absolute banger, absolute golazo, but coming off of, like, not a nice buildup, it was you know, all ugly and, like you said, chippy, and you know, we really had to fight kind of tooth and nail for it. And so perhaps this is another feather in our cap, another feather in Coach Strauss's cap, that not only can we win when we're dominant, right? Like, that Chicago team was terrible. Like, I probably put more effort into watching it on my phone than they put it, you know, in playing on the field and everything, but this game coming into a very strong Houston team, and we had to gut it out, and they actually did that. And so are we seeing a team with, like, a little bit more steel, a little bit more, you know, backbone, and maybe even a little bit more togetherness, where we uplift each other and really push for those 3 points?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, I mean, I'll start by saying, you know, last year Houston was not a team that we would have been concerned with. It wasn't like a top of the, you know, bracket team. But now it's kind of fresh. There's this new NWSL rule where we can all have designated players, and everyone's just kind of forming their philosophy a little bit of their playing style. And I think my favorite thing about watching Angel City is that I really don't feel like there's been a harsh adjustment. I really don't feel like there's been a lean into one particular player. It's been very adaptive and very... The Angel City style is that we are still learning, but we are going to do so with our full heart, our full body. And I don't think that on this game today, even, I would say, I don't think that they seem like they are 100% ready to go. I think that they're still sleeping. And the fact that we got a win off of a sleeper game is really exciting to me. I really think that there's so much room for growth in this team. And that's my favorite part about watching this.
So you're saying this is not even our final form. We have so much more to go. We're just starting to approach our potential. Maite, what do you think?
The ceiling's as high as, you know, us being at the top of the table. Dude, Strauss has said in interviews, he's like, you think you like what you see? Like, that's not enough, like, for me. And to me, that's a sign of a great coach. Last year, it felt like every game, they're like, oh, we have the team. Like, it just didn't go our way. That was the vibe. This year, it's like, we won the game, but I want to win it better. That's incredible. That's a Shield winner's mindset. You know, so that's a peek at my prediction.
I will say my one complaint, and I'd love to hear what y'all think on this. And it's like, we can't be too attached. We can't be too emotional. Yet again, it's the beautiful game, and we're supporters, and it's meant to be attachment and emotional. This is the first game, maybe since she's been with the club, that Sarah Gordon has not played a minute. And she's fully fit, she's healthy, she's, you know, looking good, she's our captain. But we have Savvy King, and we have Sams, and we have all these other, you know, amazing defenders. I love that we're 3-0 and we're crushing on the top of the table, but then I see, you know, Captain Gordon over there with the substitutes kind of just warming up on the sideline the whole time. I'm not gonna lie, it kind of bums me out. How y'all feeling?
I'll start by saying that she still came out and she had her meditation before the game, and I think that is such a resilience of being able to lead a team with, like, we don't know what's coming, but I'm here, I'm putting in my best. And I think that is something that is going to lead this team for years to come, regardless of whether or not she's getting minutes. Sarah Gordon has seen this team in 1,000 seasons, and I fully appreciate her for everything she provided, and seeing her meditate out there was cathartic to me. I was like, even if you're not starting today, you're so committed to the success of this franchise. And that is something that's so important.
All I'm hearing is we have depth. Love it. Love Gordon. She's still captain, but depth is depth. That's a good thing. It's a good problem to have.
And there's lots of ways to show leadership. And one way is, like, making space for new folks, you know? So we'll see throughout the season what happens with Gordon. But you know, it's good to see, like, a back line that can hold it down for a full game without Gordon, too, right? Like you said about depth, like, I mean, there were games last season where, like, Gordon got so injured, she should have been off, but she played through it. Like, so it's, like, okay to have some games where she's not starting, yeah.
It's totally probably me not being used to us having depth and us subbing in the 60th, 70th minute and it being a dramatic drop-off in quality from our starting 11 that it's like, wait, what is this feeling? And like, yeah, I get you. I'm sure she's going to rotate in. I'm sure, you know, she's going to have plenty of playing time and it's not going to phase her in the least because she's just the consummate professional, such an amazing leader, such a badass. We absolutely, you know, adore that player. And I think speaking for the entire crowd, everybody loves Sarah Gordon. But, yeah, goodness, it's just amazing to have such a team that looks like they're not only laying roots but just sprouting so high. And, again, that ceiling is yet to even be probably viewed, let alone reach in that sense. And so any last thoughts as we wrap up here, thinking about the rest of a pretty long season yet to come? How are we seeing it? Anything else you think we need? Anything else you think that we kind of need to avoid or like potential pitfalls or anything like that?
We definitely need to up our game on midfield. We lost Hina in the offseason. I'd love to see us get somebody, you know, in the next transfer window. Our midfield is not that strong. And, you know, we have a lot of strong competition coming. So that's where I'll end off.
Ooh, looks like that's it from us tonight, y'all.
Hi.
This is here comes a new challenger. Here's Boots. How'd you like the game? What'd you think of what you saw? Any reactions you got?
I think the game was good. It was fun. First, we were like, man, Angel City, come on. And then we won, and then we got 2 points in a row. And, yeah, that was good.
I appreciate that. All right, y'all, we're going to wrap up. It went 93 minutes, and we hung on 2-1. That gives us a +7 goal differential, and now we're the only undefeated team left in the league. We are top of the table, which is, I don't know if we've ever been able to accomplish that, let alone 3 weeks in a row, let alone the first 3 weeks of a season. And so hopefully this is the first of many very joyful, very exuberant, very celebratory crudos to come. Buckle up, y'all. It's going to be a long season. Volemos!